one man, one mic. Me and my audience, listen up close. I promise that nobody will yawn through this. I need to open my eyes and look around, get my gaze off the ground, and put my phone down. I'm frightened, my body tight.
Are you asking me to put my phone down, Brian Quijada? Are you asking me to put my phone down? I can't put my phone down. I got to pay attention to you and your show.
Well, that's true. Well, you got to put it down for a second.
For a second? Just for a moment?
Just for a little bit of life.
A little bit of life? Brian Quijada. Am I saying your last name?
That's right. Yeah,
it's a lot of pressure for me. Is there more of an act? Is there more? Quijada.
Quijada, that's right.
Quijada. Go ahead. Say it. James Vickery, you can do it.
Brian.
Oh, God.
Yeah. No pressure. Wow. Say however.
You reacted like such a white guy.
No.
I did. Oh, God.
I was still thinking about how that track was popping. You were right.
It's a track and pop.
Is that a Q at the beginning?
Oh, it's a Q. Not a K. Not spelled with an H, but a J.
I went into a panic attack.
Yeah, you did.
Because here's what Brian has encountered his entire life. Quijada.
Oh, Al-Qaeda once. Al-Qaeda.
No!
I swear to God.
That's a stretch.
I've gotten Patty Sanchez before.
Have you?
People don't even read.
People just don't even, like, they're just like, oh, I'm nervous, and I'm just going to say the first thing that
Can
comes
I
to
talk
it.
To Brian Ouija Board?
That sounds about
yeah,
right.
Yeah, Brian Ouija Board. That's a first, huh?
That is. And Esmeralda, she lets me get by and everybody get by with saying Leon. And that's fine. And I appreciate that because she gets tired of us going Leon. Leon. Mm-hmm. I said De Leon the first time I worked with her. And uh-huh. She's like, there's no D.
Yeah. It starts with an L.
Esmeralda. She's in that monitor top.
What's
right.
going on, Esmeralda?
Hello.
Hi. Have you said your name to someone just like we did to Brian? I mean, to whatever your name is. James. Yeah. It's the white guy.
Well, you know what you have to do. You,
I did. The white guys I totally went like, I just went me,
I,
Brian,
I
and
so
Esmeralda.
Dismissed. I know. Has the white guy ever said stuff to you before this guy over here?
I know our peak is over, but jeez.
I'm so sorry, James. One of my best friends in the world. I'm like, you over here.
Over there.
The face.
I love it.
You with the glasses.
I tricked you. You didn't realize that was going to come, but
I didn't.
But I there are names where people will say them to my face, and I can't repeat them back.
Oh, absolutely, it happens to me all the time.
Yep.
Yeah,
it's just different cultures, different origins of names. You can't know all of them. I mean.
And you sound very patient, but this play, this story has to have come from a place of rage, of where do we belong, and that's a lot
absolutely.
Of passion.
Yeah. It's a lot of confusion. It's a lot of just not knowing what's going on.
So this is called Where Did We Sit on the Bus, which is written and performed by Brian.
That's right.
And directed by Che Yu. This is running through April 10th at the Storefront Theater. So that's, you said it's right down here.
It's right down the street. It's on Randolph between Michigan and Wabash.
66 East Randolph, as a matter of fact.
That's right.
And there's a lot of regular performances. And you also can go to the website and find out more information, which is teatrovista.org for all the ticket information. So you were learning about civil rights and you wanted to know, hey.
So the inspiration for the play came from a piece that I wrote about a certain experience I had in the third grade where, I grew up in Highland Park. I don't know if you guys know where that is. That's like right along the lake.
We're
it's
familiar.
Like 45 minutes north of here, Jewish town. I was one of the few Latin kids in class. And I remember, it's the only thing I remember from the third grade other than like my timetables, it seems like. But I raised my hand during the civil rights lesson. Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks came along and I said, where did we sit on the bus? And the teacher said, who?
Wait,
Latinos.
Who?
Yeah.
And she's just like, oh, they weren't around.
No!
Yeah! And then she kept going on with her lesson because, she had to cover the civil rights movement in like a few hours.
They weren't around!
And
in the 60s?
In the 50s?
So they were just
in
like,
the
they weren't
evers?
Around. And she could have gone in. I feel like either she didn't know the answer or like she could have been like, hey, you know what? Like they weren't like they there wasn't a big popular or they haven't done studies or let me do some research and let me get back to you.
That's what we're covering right now. Yeah, exactly.
Right. So she didn't even pull me aside afterwards. Now I don't, I respect the teacher. I
what's her name? Let me write this down. Because we are always about being discreet, not using real names. I use real names.
I have no idea her first name.
I'm writing it down. Go ahead. What's her name?
Her name is Ms. Winner. That's it. I don't know her first name.
I don't need it.
I feel like I should maybe like try to track her down. But
she sounds like the devil.
She's a sweetheart. Wow. She was a sweetheart. She just didn't know the answer. Anyway, when I went home, right after that, I was 8 years old and so terrified of, I was like,
why were we on the bus?
I went to my parents and I'm like, where did we come from and what's our origin? What does our family name mean? Blah, 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 blah.
What does it mean?
Quijada means jaw. jaw, like jaw, like
quijada.
Your jaw.
Quijada.
Yeah.
Now you know another word. Yeah.
That's right. There you go.
Look at that.
Quijada. That's the Americanized way to say, by the way. That's the more comfortable
what?
Way. Oh, quijada.
Man, I really tried.
What did I say? I
might quijada. Say no, quijada is the way we all say it, right? But you could say quijada, which is the more like, you know.
Aggressive.
Yeah, very aggressive.
Masculine.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
But it means jaw.
Jaw. Oh, did you know that, Esmeralda? She's like, I'm just trying to have a sip of water up here. I don't know.
No, I don't even know what this is. There's just certain words I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know a lot.
When
of
am
you
I
know
saying
what? There's
jaw.
Multiple words for jaw. There's like mandibula, mm-hmm. But quijada is another word.
And did you grow up speaking Spanish?
Yeah.
So when you asked them, where do we come from? What was this sounds like something that you have worked on since you were in third grade from that moment.
I mean, what did they say? They don't, my parents didn't really like talking about, I mean, they are now documented, but they came in very illegally.
Gotcha.
That's the way we could say it, undocumented. But
very, not just a
very
little bit illegal.
So
illegal.
Illegally.
So illegal. I'm trying to imagine more
I
illegal.
Love it.
Yeah, I don't know what were they doing when they were coming over. Is that how it was extra illegal?
They were driving and drinking.
Wow. Like, let's add to this just a touch.
That is super illegal.
So illegal.
Oh, my Lord.
Wow.
My parents don't like to talk about it, but, you know, growing up trying to continually get more information out of them, that's like the kind of the whole concept of this show, which is it's a tough show to explain because it's done in a way that it's live looped. Do you guys know? You guys know what that is, right? Live
we
looped?
Actually have had we actually had a performer from Highland Park do.
Yeah,
Sam,
we did it live in the studio.
Didn't we have a
live looped in the studio?
Little Sam from Bitter Jesters Battle of the Bands.
Yeah, I don't remember his last name.
I don't know what it means.
You know, sorry. Can you
live loop? It's like usually it's like this machine that you layer sound elements, you layer tracks. Mm-hmm. So let's just say that I drop a beatbox. I don't have the machine, okay. But I drop
Get a machine.
Then that records, right? And that keeps going.
That was me,
and
by
you,
the
and
way.
You stop it. Yeah. And you stop it for as long as you go. And then you add another element, like, da-na-na-na, da-na-na-na, da-na. And together it sounds like, right? And then you keep adding stuff. And anyway, so the entire show is live loop. I create the entire soundtrack to the show live on stage. And then I do hip hop versus about my life and dance. And
man, I have to see this. Is there a Sunday show?
Yes, there is. Not Easter Sunday.
Right, okay.
You got to skip that way. His beatboxing skills are pretty impressive. We should probably have him do a bump song coming back from our next break.
I think we'll have more with Brian awesome. Quijada, who is starring and he's performing and has written Where Did We Sit on the Bus? It's at the Storefront Theater, which is at 66 East Randolph. More with our guest, also James Vickery's here. He's at the Zanies in Rosemont, and more with our wonderful fun guests when we come back. 720 WGN.
I'm a strong believer that we are all born with rhythm. Those who think they can't dance do have it somewhere deep within them, waiting to be released and displayed on the floor. My legs were unleashed and ready to soar at the ripe age of 9. You see, I went with my parents to every quinceañera parties for my cousin's baptisms, first communions, what I call the religious passage era. Some invites said, no children, please. My parents always ignored it, not because of rebellion, but because they simply couldn't afford it. So the DJ became my babysitter, spinning records until dawn. He was never a quitter. Hasta la quince. Aplauso.
I'm there's so many things that hits on for me that's close to home.
I want to give him applause.
I know, yes.
Great.
Right,
oh, nice. Thank you.
It mainly hits on the fact that I wish I were more talented.
I know, it's really
oh, Lord.
Okay, that's the unspoken one. That's the one that we keep deep inside.
Internalize.
Yeah, that's what we wait for the bartender from Zany's to come around. And we go, I'm just going to soothe that with a little bit of this. Okay, there's so many things. Well, one, you're saying that everyone has rhythm.
Uh-huh.
And they say, I can't.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
No. Everybody. I believe
no,
it.
No.
All of us.
Yes.
You just got to shake what your mama gave you.
Okay.
But yes,
yeah, I can shake.
You
that.
Can shake it.
Sure,
you can shake it.
I want to learn how to shake it.
Oh,
really
you can. It's in you. It's within all of us.
Do we, what kind of music should we play for Craig and
yeah.
You're going to have the white guys shake it?
I'm going to have the white guys shake it.
Are we live
I'll
streaming?
Even shake it.
We are.
We are live streaming.
We are live streaming.
WGNradio.com.
Yeah, Brian, what would we learn to, you know, to what's start the, best? The dancing?
You know, salsa is pretty simple. I mean, I feel like it can. There's multiple levels of dancing the salsa. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's just, you know, one step, two step.
Can I tell you my current talent level?
Yeah, yeah.
I go onto the dance floor and the girl dances and I stand.
They dance around
so
you.
Yeah, it's, you
do you
know,
move
nice.
Like do you move any, like your hips or
I
your
mean,
shoulders?
I hear the music and I sort of sway to it.
Oh well, you know, you just gotta. You just, it's just the confidence boost. That's all
you're
you
ahead
need.
Of me. I stand by the bar and watch everyone.
Nice. Yeah, it is. I'm forced to go out sometimes by my wife onto the floor.
Do you worry about what you're supposed to do with your hands? Is that part
yeah.
of it too?
Actually, like... the biggest thing that changes is my white man overbite comes out and then it goes away
because yeah. you're thinking about the
yep.
rhythm.
So I put it out and then I take it out.
Oh, that's a good move though. That's like sex appeal. That's sex. That is sex appeal.
Yeah, exactly. My wife tells me that all the time.
Does she say do the white man bite?
Yeah,
I don't know why I'm
his wife is from Mexico. By the way.
My wife is from Mexico.
Oh, amazing!
Yeah.
Oh, from Playa del Carmen. I was listening to that.
Oh no,
no, that was me. I visited.
Vacation, the all-inclusive resort.
My wife is from San Luis Potosí.
Oh, I see. Yeah, that's a great place.
Yes.
Yeah.
And my mom's from Coahuila.
Oh yeah.
Yes, from northern Mexico, from Villa Cunha.
And where's your father from?
He was second generation Irish.
Oh,
right.
So happy belated St. Patty's Day.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely.
I go all the way through to Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, look at that.
Hey, I'm taking Cinco de Mayo off. I just decided that. I don't know why.
I'll do it too.
All right,
sounds
then.
Cool.
Boom, done.
Should we send this to somebody?
Do we have to request days off? Where's Patty? At Cinco de Mayo.
Patty and Craig are taking that day off official
she's
now.
She's passed out near the river.
Let's have our callers call in and tell our bosses we're taking the day
could
off.
You, yeah, could you everyone yeah. just call Todd Please. Manley and Stephanie Menendez?
Thank you.
Where's your family from?
They're from El Salvador.
El Salvador.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so that's another cultural True. Sort of
Pupusas. Wire. You guys ever heard pupusas?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I thought he called me something.
No. I had it recently in L.A., actually.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Big Salvadoran population there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're delicious. They're like stuffed tortillas.
I was going to say, it sounds like a pouch.
With sometimes they have cheese, beans,
People
pork.
Think I use my hands a lot, but this guy, I love you.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, you got to use
your hands. So papusas.
They're delicious. You got to try them. You got to try them.
You really do.
I don't have. Is there any place that's open?
When you're in
right
LA,
now?
We'll go to.
All right. Yep. Excellent.
Yeah, when you're in LA. Mm-hmm.
And when you come out and visit us as well.
There you go. There's great papusa places here in Chicago.
I will find them.
You got to.
I think we're having Cuban food this week as well, aren't we? We have a friend of the
tomorrow
show.
Tomorrow night?
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, it's not tonight. It's tomorrow.
That's
come back.
That's all right.
Come back after your show. We'll do a wrap party after your show.
Done.
All right, then. And we have Yeni Alvarez, who is from. She was born in Cuba.
Oh, yeah.
And we had her on the show. She was 9 years old when they fled.
Wow.
Which, again, I was going to say, there's this whole, people don't understand necessarily the different layers and the interrelationship between the Latino community. Mm-hmm. And that there is a little bit of strife. Puerto Ricans and Mexicans and Chile, you know, everybody's kind of like, we all want our own until you say that the Mexicans are sending all of their rapists.
And then we all come together. We like unite. We unite.
Yeah, that was impressive last year. It was wonderful for bad reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So your show, Where Did We Sit on the Bus, is playing at the storefront at 66 East Randolph, and you're getting really rave reviews. Heidi Weiss, I think that Dean Richards was about to move on. He's our Sunday morning host.
Mm-hmm.
He was going to move on to another topic, and she said, hold on a second, I have another show I want to tell you about. Like, it was one of those moments.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I would love to meet her and just shake her hand and tell her, like, thank you, because that review was so nice. And you know what? Yeah. I don't usually like to read reviews, but I woke up on Friday, which is when the review came out. It was the day after opening, and I was a little, you know, I was feeling the night before, and I got all these texts being like, I don't know if you read reviews, but you should read this one.
Dazzling, heart-piercing.
Wow.
This is amazing. An explosion of energy, comic verve, playful sexiness.
Ooh. Playful sexiness.
Man.
That is what?
Just making me feel worse and worse.
James, you want to know what my review from Heidi Weiss was? I was the opening act for The Puppetry of the Penis about 10 years ago. And Heidi Weiss said, to start things off, she did not like the entire show. And then she said that Patty Vasquez was pert and there were three P words. I know it was loud and predictable.
Really?
Oh, pert and polished if loud and predictable.
Oh.
Was my...
loud and predictable.
If loud and predictable. That's the review I got. So, yes, Heidi ain't playing.
She does not play.
She does not play.
She said there was a lot of great things in that review, which, you know, I feel so super appreciated. Like, that's amazing that she dug in.
She really liked it.
But she said that it needed to be a required viewing for Congress. And that's like, wow.
That's amazing.
That's amazing.
Which means what?
Let's go to Congress. Let's go.
I would love to see you like up in where the president of the Senate sits. You know, like where they're all right in front of everybody. They're
and
all,
I'm sitting with my bull's head.
Yeah, you have the gavel. Heidi Weiss also says that the identity, immigration, assimilation, parent-child relation. It sounds like she wanted to beatbox a little bit when she was writing this.
I think she wanted to.
I think she really.
She was
did.
Feeling the grooves.
Yeah, this is a great review, and it's not the only one. And my cell phone was blown. Up on Friday of like telling all the Latino performers in Chicago, you have to go see this. I do one person shows, but I don't play like this. Well, is this a ukulele?
I'm playing a ukulele. I play ukulele, harmonica, too. Keyboard. I play the finger drums.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know the finger drums.
The finger drums. Okay. Well, let's not get, it's late, but it's not past midnight yet. I don't know what kind of rhythm we're talking about.
That's
now.
The one instrument I play.
Oh, man.
You play it well or just a little bit?
Not well.
And Carrie Reed says that it compares it to John Leguizamo's.
Yeah, I understand the comparison to John Leguizamo. We're both Latin performers, but he's a hero of mine. He's like a huge influence. So to be compared,
it means that you're taking risks, because I think a lot of us do a one person show and maybe do it as a monologue or as a mm-hmm, storytelling. Mm-hmm. But you seem to really involve yourself in all different aspects, whether it's music and dance. Mm-hmm. You're taking it to a different level.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, bringing it up, bringing it up.
And do you do other characters? Are you sort of bringing it into life?
The big main characters that I play are my parents. Yeah. My mom is a very sassy.
What's he doing with his shoulder too?
No, she's got that
playful sexiness.
That's
so. I'm sorry, I was saying that about your mom.
Yeah, she's very. She's very opinionated. She's very loud, and she's the talker of the family. Well, she's not Jaw, so she's very much embraced that name. Mm. My father is more like the reserved, kind of strong, head of household, very.
Stern
and voiced.
He's got a lot of responsibility. It's
absolutely,
all on him.
Absolutely.
The weight of the world.
Absolutely.
Does your mom, does she let people know her opinions wherever she's going? Is it either directly
so much
or
it's embarrassing. So much it's embarrassing. Which is good. She's, she speaks her mind, and mm-hmm.
She's very proud.
It's
right.
Absolutely. Sometimes she can be just a little. It's just on the side of like you're being a little too opinionated, mom. Like just you might offend somebody,
And does she care about offending anyone?
I mean, I don't think she knows. She just doesn't know.
No.
She just doesn't know. That's okay. She's a sweetheart. Yeah. And she makes delightful pupusas.
Really?
Oh
man, I've never had a homemade. I want.
A pupusa? Oh, homemade ones?
Yeah.
They're good.
All right, then. We are talking to Brian Quijada, who is the star and he's the performer and writer of Where Did We Sit on the Bus, which is at the it's a production of Teatro Vista, by the way. We should talk a little bit about Teatro Vista, which is they strive to produce new works by Latino theater artists and present classic plays as well, featuring artists of color. So we want to make sure we develop a relationship with them, too, and make sure that...
They're amazing. This is the 25th anniversary. So it's a big deal. My older brother Marvin Quijada has been an ensemble member with them for a very long time. So I've been watching their work. I've been a big fan. I've been like from being a kid, very much admiring the work that they that they make. And now being able to work with them is just dream come true.
Can we talk for a moment about how quickly Brian and I both speak? Do you think it's from growing up listening to Spanish? We speak English at the pace of the Spanish language a little bit.
I think so.
I think
you really do. I really have to hone in here. I'm like focused. You caught me off guard from the get-go.
And James, drinks are going to be coming in.
I know. It's downhill for me.
That'll
slow us all down. That'll slow us down.
Esmeralda talks at a very even keel. Were you ever told that you talk too quickly, Esmeralda?
No.
No.
But I do realize in Spanish you do talk. I don't know if it's the language itself, but people always just talk faster.
Yes, they do. They talk faster. I always feel like it's because if you're gonna, you just want to get your point across and finish everything you've got to say.
Yeah, there's too much to say in so little time.
I sort of thought that it was my wife just trying to make sure I didn't understand what she was saying.
That could be it. Let's take a quick break here. We are hanging out with James Vickery, who is performing all weekend at the Zanies in Rosemont. Go to zanies.com for information. And who else are you on the show with this weekend?
Brandon Vestal. He's great. Just met him tonight for the first time.
Very cool. It's a great comedy club.
It really is.
And I'm going to go see you this weekend, and I'm also going to go see Brian Quijada. Why Brian? It doesn't go Quijada. Brian Quijada.
That's what I'm calling him. Brian.
Brian.
Brian. NG. Brian.
He chose a name that was a little bit harder for them to say.
My brother's name is Marvin, so.
Marvin. Marvin. And do you have any other siblings?
Yeah, my older brothers are Fernando and Roberto. They were both born in El Salvador.
See, Fernando was one of the names I was going to name. Like, I have a. People give me a hard time for not giving my kids Latino names or Spanish names. It's Griffin and Declan, which are more.
Those are great names.
Thank you very much. Yeah. But if I had a girl, it would have been Graciela.
That's also a beautiful name.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah, my parents were like, you know, trying to be like American. You know, they're trying to like give us easier lives, I guess. In America.
How'd that work out for you?
Yeah, well. Where did we sit on the bus?
Which is why he's written, Where did we sit on the bus? That is going through April 10th at the Storefront Theater, 66 East Randolph. Go to teatrovista.org. That's TEATROVISTA.org. And you can also call 773-599-9280. I assure you, the pace at which he keeps during the entire show is also enhanced with the music and the movement. You will enjoy this. More after this on 720. WGN.
It's February 1996. 30 minutes north of Chicago, Illinois. This brown boy is sitting in his third grade class in his miniature chair with his miniature cares, putting on hold his immature affairs from the playground because Miss Winter said, "Today we have an important lesson. A look into history and how we've all gotten to the present. We're gonna go ahead and discuss slavery. The transportation of Africans on sailboats, the bravery of those involved in the Underground Railroad, the Emancipation Proclamation, and years of discrimination yet to follow."
Is that what you were trying to do?
Yeah, I was about to. Yeah.
I fixed it. For everyone reacting right now, they're not going to know what we're
laughing
at. That
was some serious stuff.
Oh, yeah. It's
coming
very
back from
serious.
Recess. That is a big pill to swallow.
By the way, her voice sounds rough.
She clearly needs to stop smoking.
Very soon, hopefully.
I don't know if we'll be able to contact her and ask her if she's possibly expanded her civil rights lesson a little bit. I don't think I learned very much in grade school. I have a history degree, so I ended up in college studying more about Mexican-American relationships, and I actually have a minor in Spanish history, and in Spanish I don't speak Spanish fluently. I minored in it, but I can't.
That's all right.
I know it's not. I know.
What?
I'm
what?
Tired. I'm not apologizing anymore.
Don't apologize.
I know. I'm not.
You shouldn't.
I'm sorry.
Don't apologize.
I can't.
My best friend when I was growing up was Mexican, so I would go to his family's house all the time, and everyone would be speaking Spanish.
Did you feel left out?
I felt very welcomed.
Oh, did you? Good.
Great food,
but
great
still
food.
Couldn't really
great food in the
speak, kind of like tonight.
Sorry, James. Well, and perhaps one of the things that you mentioned in that the first segment that we played was, you know, your parents would be invited to parties, quinceañeras and baptisms, and it would say no children.
Right.
And by
they
the way,
didn't care.
And I go out of my way if I like when we got married, my husband and I specifically not only did we invite children, but we had a children's table set up. We had like fun sunglasses and coloring books because when I was a kid, my own half sister did not invite me to her wedding. And I was doing a one-woman show called The Diaper Diva, and I was talking about my sister not inviting me. My mom yells from the back of the theater. I'm like, my parents didn't take me to this wedding, and my mom yells, "They didn't want you!" I was like, "Oh, I didn't. This is a weird time to tell me in the middle of a live show."
Oh, man, what a theatrical moment.
Yeah. Live performance.
It's just like, oh my, there's two characters in this play now.
Well, and the great thing was it was the night I got to see Saturday Night Live for the very first time, and I saw Gilda Radner, and I was whatever that is, I want to do that.
Yeah.
So it was fine.
Absolutely.
It turned out just fine. I'm fine.
You're not scarred.
I am fine. But, you know, some of those parts, I did not have a quinceañera. Because when I turned 15, my mom said, "We'll do our American. We'll do your sweet 16." And then we didn't do my sweet 16. She goes, "Oh, I forgot to do your quinceañera."
Oh, what? You got
what?
So mom, you owe me.
Yeah.
You owe me. What kind of rite of passage is there for boys?
Don't have quinceañeras. We were raised Catholic, so we had like confirmation. But that's pretty much it.
But there you go.
Yeah, there we go. But that's pretty much it. I mean, there's like a little, I guess, dinner that happens after that, but it's not like a big quinceañeras or like a that's like a party. That is like a one. woman,
yeah,
just blowing up.
That's
and
true.
Just,
it's confirmation. Like a, I went to like Applebee's with my family.
Yeah, it's not a big thing. It's that's like sweet. A soup. There's no like, you know, quinceañeras also have their like chambelanes, which is like their line of boys that like some of them have. I was
not given a line of boys.
Yeah, no, what no, no. This? So like, okay, so they have like chambelanes. They're called. I don't know what they're called in English, but it's basically like some. I've been in some that. There's 15 boys or 14 boys and she's like the 15th person and all these little boys are just like walking around just like dressed in like little tuxedos just following the doing little dances and it's a big event.
Wow.
Well, it's supposed to be a coming of age. Oh, sort of a present being presented to society.
Exactly, being presented as a lady.
And Esmeralda, did you have a quinceañera?
No, I don't know enough people to well like
I think that's
do you want
feel?
Us to bring you 15 boys as
well? Oh yeah, I did not know 15 boys. Or 15 girls that would want to do that.
It's not always 15 boys, but
well,
you know,
I didn't know
the people
know
that like
enough.
To do it up.
Yeah, yeah. It's a lot of money.
It's a
lot of money. I wasn't going to spend that.
No.
I think that was the reason my mom really, and I don't blame her. We didn't have a lot of, and we weren't, see, I wasn't raised with all the I was also didn't have a confirmation because I'm not Catholic.
So, well, some people, some people don't do, like, some people are like, I'll take a car instead.
Yeah. Oh, it does cost about that much, if not more. It's right. Like a mini wedding.
Take the car. Yeah,
we are hanging out with James Vickery, who is performing at the Zanies in Rosemont. Coming up after midnight, we're going to have the Zanies drink special for the month with Pony and Cindy of Zanies. Again, go to zanies.com for more information. We also are we're just so happy to have you in studio, Brian. We'll have you back before you go back to New York. You've got to come back, by the way. Tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Quijada is the performer and writer of Where Did We Sit on the Bus, a production of Teatro Vista. You can go to the Storefront Theater, 66 East Randolph, or go to their website. I mean, you can show up.
You can show up and buy tickets.
Just show up.
Although, you know what? Like, their tickets are...
With
tickets,
this kind of...
Yeah,
these,
tickets
these reviews.
Are selling.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Thank
Don't
you.
Be surprised. Look at these reviews.
I'm
dazzling.
It's always, it's always like a surprising thing.
An explosion of energy.
An explosion of energy, she
Playful
said.
Sexiness.
That's
Playful
the one.
Playful sexiness.
Irresistible storytelling.
Tell
All
Heidi she
Heidi
wants
Weiss.
To see some sexiness. Zany's Rosemont, now through Saturday.
Also playful sexiness.
Pert and polished, my friend.
The sexiest.
I'm pert and polished. If loud and predictable. More after this on 720 WGN.